92.3 WTTS. On demand.
Hi, Paul. Nice to speak to you.
First of all, congratulations on another great album. Your fifth in the decade, Get Lucky.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Very nice of you to say.
And these are, a lot of the album is from your youth. You grew up near Glasgow, correct? And as a teenager, at some point, you moved to London?
Well, I went to Newcastle-upon-Tyne, actually, when I was 8. But I ended up getting down to London, yes, when I was in my late teens.
You do these great songs from Sultans of Swing to Money for Nothing, the Ray Kroc story. That's interesting to me that you would be able to internalize the culture here so much.
Yeah, well, I think that I've always been, fascinated by things American, since I was a small child, and obviously still have many wonderful American friends and love to be there, and the American music has been the most important influence in my whole life of just about anything, that you more than almost anything in life, and probably continues to be so, although I'm very interested in the way that I'm interested in the way that one culture works on the other one. British music found its way to America, and European music found its way to America, and was absorbed, and then something squeezed, and something else came out, and the same things happened the other way. So I'm interested in a kind of a transatlantic blues, I suppose. It's something that both cultures can share.
You mentioned to me the last conversation we had, I brought up to you that a listener had objected to the why could we play a song that said faggot? And you explained to me that this was a despicable character, that Money for Nothing was about a twit, or I can't remember exactly the word you used. What I'm wondering, on cleaning my gun, is this another character? Because this seems like a rather paranoid person to me.
Yeah, it's just, I think you get to it. It's a kind of a vet song, but, or it's one guy to another who, they've been through a lot in life. And I think it's the kind of song that I might write having reached the age that I have. That's about as much as I can tell you about it. You don't always really know why it is that you're writing something or what it is that you're doing. And that's one of the intriguing things about being a songwriter. Well, I'd love to make another record with Emmy. Obviously, we had such a lot of fun making it, and we didn't have much time to make it, actually. And then we had to wait a long time for it to come out because, we had the record companies wanted records out from me and another one out from Emmy before it came out. But we had such a lot of fun recording that we went on a tour, and we had a lot of fun doing that, so I'd do another one. Definitely, if it panned out that way, definitely, yeah.
Mark, are we more likely to see a Pink Floyd reunion or a Dire Straits reunion?
Well, I'm not big on reunions, really, and it always seems to me that I've got ideas to do things that go in the other way. I'm always looking ahead to something rather than behind to something. I've never actually been back to my old school, and I'm not really that way. I tend to be thinking about something new.
And when you do your shows, though, you do go back and revisit those songs sometimes with a new spin.
I do. I really enjoy playing a lot of those songs, and I'll, one of the reasons is that they mean a lot. I mean, they mean a lot to me, but they mean a lot to people. People tell me beautiful things about what the song is or is for them, and what it's meant to them in their lives, and it's been a kind of a milestone in their lives, and that's important to me. Well, when I get up and play those songs, I will try and play them as well as I can. I try to find something in them that's real for me, and I try not to play it as though it's a recital. It's like a cabaret. It's not like that. I try and get into it and try to keep everybody interested in it. I mean, everybody in the band, and we try and I can tell you that we're all trying to play it as well as we can.
Mark, we're sure hoping that you can come back around to Indianapolis, Indiana.
I'm looking forward to it, and see you soon. I'll try and get there.
Okay. What a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Paul.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.